When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We lost Pete Rose yesterday at the age of 83. Pete Rose shuffled off this mortal coil, and there is a man that I love the word complicated. He had a complicated legacy. They talked about his complicated legacy. The guy bet on baseball, okay? Mm-hmm. I think we all know how complicated the legacy is when you walk into a clubhouse, it says you can't wager on the game, and that's right. The first warning you get. Pete was one of the greatest baseball players that I've ever seen in my lifetime. He was an extraordinary – Charlie Hustle might be the most perfect nickname for a guy ever. I mean, just an extraordinary player. I am old enough to remember seeing him play. I am old enough to recall – his running down Ray Fosse in the All-Star game and going to school the next day, and everybody, that's all anybody talked about, the whole playground buzzing with the guy. I don't remember what that was like very often. I have witnessed that through my children, and it's kind of funny to see the things that kids talk about, but man, that was a big deal when I was a kid, and Pete Rose was a big deal when I first started following baseball, and it was kind of extraordinary to lose him in the way that we did yesterday. It just brought back so many different flood of memories. I'm sure a lot of people of a certain age feel the same way. Very, very strange, the idea of the world without Pete Rose in it. And, you know, listen, he's not been in our baseball world in a very long time.
Well, officially he hasn't. Right. Unofficially, he's been ever present. Right. And I think that you think of the one highlight that you will see on the national broadcast today as they announce Pete Rose has passed away at the age of 83. And it's going to begin with the image, the enduring image of him bowling over Ray Fosse at an All-Star game in 1970, which epitomizes just how hard he always played. And he was the guy that he was often imitated by little leaguers everywhere in the 70s, trying to, you know, hustle out everything to first base and run out ground balls. And he just played the game with that kind of energy that everybody wanted to copy. Now, what happened to him in 1989, admitting gambling and then the lifetime ban and certainly the Hall of Fame exclusion, that's what defined the latter part of his life.
Yeah.
And I didn't know he was ill. I don't know if we know much more about it.
He was autograph signing in Nashville.
He was active
like 2 days ago.
Yeah, so 83 years old. He might have had some other health complications we're unaware of. There will be a lot of conversation about what he went through and if it was something that should have been a lifetime ban. I think this, you know, we'll talk about it at the Pick Six because I think everybody's talking about it today. You're right. I mean, he violated a sacred baseball oath and law, and every clubhouse he walked into had this sign, do not bet on baseball. It's just a matter of this day and age if the punishment fit the crime for as long as he had to serve it. We're in the midst of, you know, obviously Major League Baseball is in bed with sports gambling entities, and that has been the case for many years. And it just seems somewhat, to me, it's somewhat hypocritical to be hard and fast about a rule that he broke while acknowledging the fact that we live in a world where Major League Baseball profits from its association with sports gambling. And so that's going to be something that can't do anything about it now. He has passed, and he died without having been inducted into the Hall of Fame that he always wanted to. And he leaves behind a lot of conversation about what should have happened and maybe what happens now.
I mean, he was a 17-time All-Star. Think about that. Do people have 17-year careers anymore?
That's remarkable. So is what you said before the show, five different positions.
He was an All-Star at five different positions.
So we know he played third and first.
Yes.
At one point in time, he was a second baseman. And then both corner outfield?
I will have to look it up.
That has to be the case.
He surely was a catcher at some point.
No. He probably could have.
Five different positions.
He probably could have caught.
Well, he probably could have done it. He probably could have played five different positions in a game.
Designated hitter count?
I don't think that's one of them.
Yeah, I don't think that was
I think it's first, second, third, and both corner outfield.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's like one of those statistics. Like Dan Hampton made the Pro Bowl at all four positions on the defensive line. That has always blown my mind. Mm-hmm. He has made a Pro Bowl at each of the four different positions. That Pete Rose made the All-Star game at five different positions.
He was the engine on that big red machine.
Sure.
And that definitely one of the best teams in baseball history.
Yep.
Great lineup. And he set the tone for everything on that in that era. And so he went from the Reds to the Phillies. Remember when that was a big deal?
Oh, yeah.
And then he ended up with the Expos, I think, right?
He played for the Expos. I don't know. I remember him playing for the Expos.
Yeah.
I just think it's just extraordinary, the length of his career and the way that he played all the time. It's just the way that he played the game.
He was easy to imitate or for kids to try to imitate because and coaches and literally coaches, you know, when you learn baseball, how many times did you hear for people of a certain age in that era, you know, you wanted to hustle like Pete Rose.
Right.
You had to run everything out and you wanted to be intense and be locked into every pitch like Pete Rose. And that term and that way of playing is just such a it was such a mantra for all little leaguers everywhere. And it just, it is a shame. 83 years old, passes away. That was big news yesterday. On the heels of Dikembe Mutombo passing away at 58 because of brain cancer. Yeah, it was a sad day in the world of sports.
That was very sad. That was, you know, Dikembe Mutombo, man. I mean, I watched him. I covered him. I remember him, you know, with the finger.
Finger wag when he was drafted from the Nuggets. I think it was 91. And then he becomes just a force in the 90s. And, yeah, the finger wag was something that was his signature. Definitely. I remember him coming on, not knowing how to pronounce his name when he joined Georgetown. And he was part of the John Thompson kind of that.
Did he play with Alonzo Mourning?
Yes.
Yes.
Their version of the Twin Towers at the time, they had Mourning and Mutombo. And who was this guy? And how did you say his first name?
Yeah.
And boy, does he block a lot of shots.
Yeah.
And that was the Big East was at its best, you know, in the late 80s. A lot of fond memories of Dikembe Mutombo. And so, couldn't believe how quickly he passed because I think we knew he was ill and had brain cancer. And just a sad day for sports.
Yeah, sad day all the way around. A lot of interesting stories, though, over the course of the day. The Bears did get a chance to meet up at Halas Hall to talk to the media ever so briefly, and it was there was some information to be gleaned from that. But generally a sort of a positive day for the Bears.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
They won.
They didn't lose.
They didn't lose.
Yeah,
they held serve, and they had very little to maybe dissect, or much less than they would have had they lost.
I did watch some of the baseball yesterday. Did you spend much time with the doubleheader yesterday? It was super cool.
Well, it was a great day for Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
Unintentionally, you had a doubleheader on game day 163. It wasn't 163 in terms of a play-in game, but it was the extra day to the season.
Yes.
Added because of the weather. And the Mets, with a miraculous comeback, the Mets are back.
Frankie Lindor hitting that home run when he did.
Oh, my gosh.
The way he did.
Because the Braves had come fighting back.
The look on his face and the way they interviewed him afterward, and he was like, well, I wouldn't want to show anyone up. The reason I may have looked like I was grimacing is because I was trying to be perfectly professional. I love Frankie Lindor. I loved him when he was in the division, even though you hate a guy that good in
you
the
respect
division.
Him. Easy to respect. Then put the pressure on the Braves, who had to scratch Chris Sale because of back spasms.
That was unbelievable.
They win anyway.
Yeah.
And now they're in the playoffs, and they have to scratch Chris Sale today. Because the guy that carried him all season long has a bad back from carrying them all season long.
Yeah, but the timing of that couldn't be much worse.
No.
To lose your stud ace pitcher who's going to win the Cy Young, and you couldn't go with him in an elimination game, and now here you are in the playoffs.
We're going to make our predictions. I'm looking forward to that. But his iffy health status affects who you like in the National League, or at least who I like in the National League, because with him healthy, Braves going in hot, that might be something to consider. I don't know about now.
But now I think that Atlanta has told you who needs Chris Sale. And the Sox told you that once, but I think it was the Sox who needed
him. I think they definitely did. Big day. Jed Hoyer speaks at 11. As I said, the Cubs have some moves maybe on their staff. Also, Mully, big day today, October 1st, the beginning of the Chicago Sports Network.
Oh, yeah. That's time does that start? At 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock tonight.
And you will be on at 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock tonight. Well, tonight is kind of an intro to Adam Amin's going to host the show that introduces all of the programming. I will be involved in the Big Pro Football Show at 5:30 and the Chicago Lead at 6 o'clock. The Big College Football Show, it begins things at 5 o'clock. Today is going to be a little bit different, just introducing everything with Adam kind of presiding over the introduction and that part of the process. But then the Hawks are on tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Hawks are on tonight.
Did we resolve this thing with Xfinity?
Not yet.
Okay.
They're still negotiating with Xfinity. They had some carriage news overnight, and they can be on DirecTV. Stay tuned. I would find it inconceivable that they're not going to be able to get a deal done at some point in time moving forward. Why are you waving your finger at me?
I'm not waving at you. I'm going Dikembe Mutombo on Xfinity.
I know.
Because this happened to me earlier in the year, if you may recall. I kept it to myself for the most part.
I know.
We had a little issue with ESPN, Dustin's.
I remember that.
Well, that was AT&T, UVerse.
But that's Xfinity, isn't it?
No.
Huh?
No, they're different.
You told me that was the same thing.
No.
So where is the problem? Is it not on my
table? It's not on either right now.
Okay. Well, then you're not helping me. I'm waving my finger at.
They're working it out.
Now I'm getting part of the finger wave.
The idea is that.
Not that finger.
If you could get NBC Sports Chicago, that whatever you use and whatever your services and carrier is, that you eventually will be able to get the Chicago Sports Network. Maybe not immediately. It launches tonight at 5. I'm excited to be part of the whole thing. There's a lot of stuff going on there, but it will take a little bit of time, perhaps.
All right, get it done.
It's not up to me.
I know. I'm that. That
you
was
mean
like
just a, generally speaking.
That
yeah.
was not for you.
Yeah, get it done.
I went through a difficult period at the beginning of the football season. I don't want that to happen for my basketball or hockey season.
Yeah, basketball, hockey, the Hawks and the Bulls. Certainly need this is their new home.
That's
and there will be programming around it. It's going to be fun to be part of it, and everyone will begin to watch it tonight at 5.
And you can get it on channel 62.
Yes,
on regular television
over the air.
Get
an antenna. Go to Best Buy.
How do I get that?
You can go to Best Buy. Ask them to figure it out. You plug it into your wall.
You got all
plug
these
it into your TV.
You got these smart computer televisions.
Yes.
So I got to unplug everything. Is that the idea? as long as I don't turn it on.
It might take a little bit of effort, possibly.
Oh.
It might take a little bit of effort. It will be worth it. It will be worth it. A lot of fun. A lot of hardworking people over there putting the best foot forward, hoping that things are resolved by and ready to go at 5 o'clock tonight when they flip the switch.
All right. And you will text me if that's the case.
I'll text you. I'll text you from there.
Thank you.
You know what I'll do? I can hold my phone and I can kind of like bring it into the studio. Gladly do that.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.